Emma Woodhouse. Handsome, clever and rich, with a comfortable home and happy disposition, seemed to unite some of the best blessings of existence and had lived nearly 21 years in the world with very little to distress or vex her. This comfortable home, Hartfield, was adjacent to Highbury, a large and populous village in the county of Surrey, some 16 miles from London. The Woodhouses, father and daughter, were first in consequence there. All looked up to them. In the late September of that year, an event occurred which brought with it an upheaval to the sublime state of domestic stability which reigned at Hartfield, and to the ordered existence of Mr. and Miss Woodhouse. It was an event which brought with it sorrow, albeit a gentle sorrow.
Poor Miss Taylor! Oh, poor Miss Taylor!
Not so, sir. Happy, happy Mrs. Weston. Happy, fortunate Mr. Weston.
Fortunate indeed, but how, Mr. Knightley, can you say happy? A marriage, because of the unhappiness it causes to the well-being of others, is seldom a happy event. So how happy?
I'm sure, sir, that your question will be answered by the perfect happiness of the union.
Papa, do not tease Mr. Knightley. No. You know him to be a bachelor more than confirmed in his ways.
No man should be confirmed in anything except his faith, Emma. Especially at the age of only 37.
Well, do I stand rebuked? Forgive me, Mr. Knightley. Look, the carriage is to depart. We must say our goodbyes, Papa.
Oh.
Goodbye, Mrs. Weston. Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
We'll call on you at Randall's tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, why is change always so very disagreeable?